The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite. Repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Eric'sFamilyBBQ.com.
Eric's Family Barbecue has arrived and is simply the best barbecue in Arizona. Come satisfy your taste buds with meats that are smoked over mesquite wood and sides that are made with fresh ingredients and tons of love. They have the best, juiciest brisket, pulled pork, rib, sausage, turkey, or everyone's favorite, the Pitmaster Sampler that includes all the meat and four sides, mac and cheese, potato salad, coleslaw, corn, or beans. Yum! And for dessert, try some creamy banana pudding. Amazing! Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Make the trip. You won't be sorry. Dine in or take it to go. Go to Eric's Family BBQ.com for more info.
This man needs medical attention.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
98.
Oh, this still gets me. This still gets me. They don't even do this anymore. It's my throwback. Love it. I'm all amped. I'm 100% in. Like most of this city, we've jumped back in the bandwagon and we're more than happy to do it. We're united. We have rallied the valley. I don't even like catchphrase stuff like that. I'm in, Brady. You seem excited too.
Good stuff.
Just shuffling your papers and looking down. You seem like you're with me.
I'm in.
Man, I'm convinced of that. Kevin Ray is the voice of the Suns right there on television. You watch him do the games. He's done with them, though, because they're not doing local broadcasts anymore. And he joins us now because now all he is just my drinking buddy during games. That's what's going to happen from here on out. Right, Kevin?
Indeed.
Yes.
He wasn't drinking at 1:30, though.
No. He was
probably working out, doing some push-ups, sit-ups.
He got wise. Kevin got wise and got out of there right before all the weirdness. Did you hear the weirdness this morning from last night?
No, I did not. I missed that.
Okay. So you met TV's Doug Hopkins. With us last night. We went up to TV's Doug Hopkins and my now half apartment. And then you have a friend in the same place, got an apartment. We went to his place too. And fist fights broke out. It was weird. So I get back to the apartment, Kevin, after you left. And I go to sleep finally about 12 o'clock. And in the middle of the night, TV's Doug Hopkins is standing in my room with no shirt on, touching my calf. And I didn't know where I was. I woke up. I completely had no idea where I was. And he says to me,
"I don't know where I am. But I'm effing bombed, bro."
And he takes my water cup and he starts spitting his tobacco in it. And then he goes and passes out in my bathroom.
He didn't pass out.
Well, I don't know what he was doing. He took a big dump in there. And then, and then he stayed in there for like 20 minutes. So I thought I was going to have to pull him out. You saw the festivities getting a little bit deep.
Yes, which is exactly why I looked at my watch and I go, gotta go.
Yeah, you made the right choice. Staying at the...
Do the quiet fade.
Yeah. No, he got out.
Exactly.
We all got in the elevator and we went to our floor and Kevin goes, "Somebody hit the number one because I'm getting out of here." And I'm like, that's probably the best move any of us could be making. It was fun, though. Let's talk Suns basketball. I was sitting next to you last night. But before we get into that, tell the world and chronicle this. I know you through Dale Hellestray. Basically is how we kind of met. I mean, we knew of one another. You've listened to the great programming here at KUPD for years. And, of course, became a super fan, contacted us.
That's exactly it.
And then you're friends with Dale because a lot of people don't know this about you. You also do Dallas Cowboys radio. So through that whole thing, you've been friends with Dale Hellestray. Yesterday, even though you introduced – or we've been introduced through Dale Hellestray, you chose me – over Dale for your one ticket, and I'd just like to hear the answer as to why.
Well, I love the fact that you took the shot of the arena, you know, in full glow last night and sent the text to Dale letting him know that, oh, look where I'm at tonight.
Yeah.
You were the chosen one.
Yeah, K-Ray gave me his extra ticket and didn't choose you, and then he wished us food poisoning. I just want to hear out loud why me over Dale.
Well, I mean, it's pretty simple. I started to go with, you know, paper, rock, scissor, but when you're just doing it by yourself, there's not much to be gained there. But clearly, it just comes down to being able to carry on, you know, strong, solid conversations for an extended period of time.
Yeah. I've gone, and plus, I would say the reason to take me over Dale is because if we do, like, because we walked from one place to another three times, And with Dale, that takes a calendar year to get him to go from one seat to another. It takes forever. He moves like a 1,000-year-old man. So at least with me, you get a little athleticism in the, hey, we're going to go over here now kind of thing.
Well, there was that. And then, of course, the bottom line is there was food involved last night. Yeah, so.
Yeah. Well, that would have been quiet, yeah. At least.
That would have kept him quiet.
But the true, amount of times
true. Said, when I was a cowboy.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there's some of the cowboy stories you get. But he's right. But then when the food runs out, you run the risk of Frankenstein. And plus, when you take Dale, you always have to fight off all those people with pitchforks and torches that seem to chase him around cities a lot. So that's a tough
thing. Exactly.
Yeah. Let's talk Suns basketball. Sitting with you last night, I think we both had that revelation about the same time. You've watched so much basketball, you're probably – you're an expert on pretty much every little nuanced thing we're watching here. You said to me during the game, and it was right when I said I got to get Kevin on tomorrow, you said, this is special. What's happening tonight is special because this proof, this team kind of believes they're not just a playoff team. They're more than that.
Yeah, completely. And look, it's the message that Monty, James, anybody who is – in that locker room on a regular basis, they've been talking about it for months. It's just the fans, you know, who started to kind of jump on board last year after the bubble run. And then once they kind of caught fire in February, slowly kind of started acknowledging that this team has a chance to do something.
Yeah.
But this is a group, when you looked at the Western Conference and really the NBA as a whole, they really did start believing that, like, look, why do we need to wait?
Yeah.
Why do we need to go through these, you know, painful trials of, okay, we get to the first round, we lose, and then we grow up next year, we take another step further. These are guys who are ready to say, you know, no reason it can't be us now.
Yeah. The only people that are saying they're ahead of schedule are the media. They seem to be thinking they're not, because beating a team like the Nuggets with the MVP one time by 20 points is impressive. The second game, to do it two in a row like that, there's something going on here. Do you think they bounced the Nuggets now in five? I think, because you saw it last night, when Joker got mad and got the technical, that's completely out of character. So the Suns are in their heads.
Completely out of character. And that's what last night honestly did surprise me from the standpoint of I really thought that there would be a lot more resistance and you know, kind of force coming from the Nuggets. I mean, Jokic gets the MVP, and they have typically bounced back really well under Michael Malone. But I think the Suns just, I mean, they just ripped their will and heart out of them last night. And it'll be really interesting to see how they respond, you know, going back home for game 3 and 4.
Because, yeah, if they get beat again by 20, they're just going to fold it up. It's a U-Haul game 4. That's a sweep. If the Nuggets get
– drop this
next,
one. Drop
the next game one. Is the series. I think the next game determines the entire – if the Nuggets come out and actually beat the Suns, there's a little life left. You're going to start seeing different games. But if the Suns go out and beat them again, that's it. There's no fifth game. They're done.
Yeah, it's when you start calling and making reservations for the banana boat. So.
Yeah, exactly. They're going on vacation. They got the plans made out. Okay, so let's do that, Kevin. Let's jinx this whole thing. Suns, go ahead and sweep the Nuggets. Who do you want, Clippers or Jazz?
Oh, I mean, not to sound cliche. I mean, I really don't care. I mean, I think, and we talked about this a little bit last night. Look, there's no secret, even though the Clippers have not won anything. But just the fact that you would have the opportunity to bounce not one, but two LA teams out of the playoffs,
yeah.
there would be something pretty sweet about that, for sure.
Yeah, that would be pretty awesome. But the Clippers, I don't know that they have – I mean, the Lakers clearly are the team in LA. But the just to make them know that LA is owned now by one single team, not just the league. But I don't know. I kind of want to
nice
avoid –
about that.
Avoiding that Jazz team seems like the smart move.
Yeah, and look, I mean, we have played well against the Jazz this year. And you know, so there is that. Now they would have home court advantage. So, yeah. You know, the plus side if you're facing the Clippers is you maintain home court advantage, and then you would be in a position to have home court advantage, you know, in the NBA finals.
Oh.
So in that regard, yeah, that's one of the reasons why you'd want the Clippers over the Jazz.
Yeah. All right, let's get rid of that. Let's say it's the Clippers. The Suns knock them out. Who do you want out of the East?
Oh,
who do the Suns match up with best out of who's left there? Or who you think? Because it's clearly going to be the Nets. They're walking out of that series.
Brooklyn is like, I mean, and it's scary to think that they are doing this without James Harden. Yeah. It's just absolutely crazy. But, there would be a lot of kind of beautiful storylines coming out of that when you've got, your former two-time MVP as their head coach, your former head coach as his assistant, your former outstanding player, Amari Stoudemire, Leandro Barbosa, has some stuff to do with the Nets as well. So there would be a lot of great symmetry when you talk about a Suns-Nets matchup. And look, if they are fortunate enough to get there and set that up, it would be a beautiful ride.
Yeah. Now, Kevin, let's say it's 1993 all over again and the Suns go to the finals, and let's say they get beat. Are you for or against a parade for second place?
I don't know that you can. I mean, if you have people calling you, and it's a very different time.
Yeah.
But I think if you've got people calling you and the fans want it, you do it. I don't know that you necessarily go out of your way to organize it yourself, right. But I think it speaks to the rekindling, if you will, of the love affair that this city has struck back up again with this team.
Incorrect, Kevin Ray. Incorrect. There is no parade for second place, goddammit. That's first place loser. No, the answer is a simple no.
Could you imagine, though, the party in the apartment?
Oh, well, the party in the apartment would be awesome, but I'm telling you right now, no second place.
We could have a small parade there between yours and Bill Hagen's place. Yeah. We could have a parade between the 16th and 24th.
Yeah, we'll go back and forth on those things, and we'll just parade back. That's it, and that'll be our second place moat party. I still think that thing that happened in 93 has got to be – I'm a Cub fan. You know that. So celebrating the 69 right. Cubs, the 84 Cubs, up until 2016, always pissed me off as a Cubs fan because they're the two biggest failures. When you get that close right. and you fall, you can't celebrate the team that blew
it.
But
let me ask you this. Did you go down to it?
Absolutely not. I did not go down to that. I wouldn't want to be part of that mess in the first place. 130 degrees. What the hell were they thinking? But you can't have a second place parade.
We were downtown at the time.
Yeah, second place parade was awful. And I just can't imagine the city doing that again. I always look at that thing and I'm like, what a sea of humans. And then the players had to stand up and it cleared them to say, these guys, they expect almost. And we should expect more than almost. Champions get parades.
Oh, look, I agree. I'm just telling you that it wouldn't surprise me if it happened. Although there's way too much construction currently
that is true.
Down in that area to have much of a parade. Yeah. So that might put the kibosh on it before anything.
Good, good. And then we'll put
Maybe
it in
do
Gilbert
a light
or
rail
something.
Party yeah. or something.
Yeah. There, do it in Gilbert or out in like Queen Creek where nobody wants to go. And if the idiots want to show up, they
downtown
can.
Gilbert?
Man. Yeah, no such thing as a second place parade. It drives me nuts. And I watched a special the other day and they're like, man, in 93, what a great time. And then the big parade. I'm like, that parade was embarrassing. And the Diamondbacks proved it because then they won it and they got the real parade. And you're like, see, this is what it's supposed to be like. So the standard is set. And like we just said, why not them? If they believe it and the goal is win it all, getting close isn't enough. That's what a mom says to you. Oh, you did real good, honey. But a dad goes, hey, you should have gotten the trophy.
Great run.
Well, look, it is why you have a Chris Paul, because this guy has, I mean, he's essentially another coach. Mm-hmm. And he's been telling this team, all these young playoff inexperienced players, that's exactly what he's been in their ear telling them. There's no reason we've got to wait.
Right.
And these guys are all buying in now.
And how much of it is the rest of the team looking at Chris Paul saying he doesn't have much more time to wait? He just showed up and became their big brother the first day. And it's almost like they love him like he's been here for 20 years.
Oh, I mean, it really is. And this is the other thing that we were talking about last night, and it's a credit to James Jones. James has a blueprint of the type of player, but more importantly, the type of person that he wants on his roster and in that locker room. And if you don't fit into that blueprint, there's no reason to bother picking up the phone and either calling them or, you know, having your agent call the Suns.
Right.
And I think you're seeing the success because of that, because every one of these guys are wired the exact same way. And it's, you know, it's why you're really seeing them want to play and succeed for one another.
Yeah, it's been a blast, and they really are that thing you can get behind. That's that type of team is like, man, you can go crazy trying to love something and, you know, become this giant super fan. If the team's no fun or if they're not likable, it's hard to do. Something about this team is just really engaging.
And Chris Paul can really go for it this year because his insurance coverage is off the charts.
See, I knew that was coming. He was looking up the State Farm jokes. Yeah, I think it's really exciting, though, that an engaging team, like you said, and there's a group of seemingly really likable guys. Is it Chris Paul that's the difference? Do you think without him, they're still because the talent level's ridiculous, but was it that leadership that was necessary to get him to this?
Well, to get him to this level, I think, you know, without Chris, I believe that they were still a playoff team. Yeah. And look, all the credit in the world to, you know, to Ricky Rubio, Kelly Oubre Jr., because they kind of helped lay the foundation last year. But, you know, everywhere Chris has gone, his teams have, you know, improved their win percentage pretty significantly. So you've got him, you've got Jay Crowder, and then the midseason addition of Torrey Craig should not be overlooked. And clearly this is a guy that has a little, you know, I wouldn't necessarily call it a grudge because he loved his time in Denver. It was just one of those situations where they just didn't have the money to bring him back. But he's got extra juice in this series. But you've got all these alpha males in the room now. But it's not just the alpha in terms of the physicality. I mean, the basketball IQ of this team is off the charts.
Yeah.
And when you've got that mixed with the physicality of a Jay Crowder, who's not going to back down from anybody, you know, you see the difference now in those high pressure situations like we saw against the Lakers and we saw unfold a couple times last night.
Did you say exit juice?
Extra.
Oh, extra.
Yeah.
Man, oh, man. I thought you lost me at exit juice. I'm like, he's got exit juice in this.
Three
like,
off with Crowder or something.
Oh, man. I didn't get much sleep last night. So exit juice, that's, well, even though you didn't say it, that's a phrase I'm going to steal. I like that one. Exit juice is now in my
grab
vernacular.
Grab that one and run with
it. I'm taking that forever. One thing we do have to talk about, and you have some pull down there at the old Phoenix Suns. If Guy Fieri becomes some sort of a thing down there, I'm going to turn completely against this team. And everybody who's working there, put a stop to the Guy Fieri thing. The guy, he's we can't have Flavor Town wreck this entire endeavor. This is too much fun to have him. He can't glom
when
on.
He was at the game the other night. Yeah, I was looking because I wanted to see if Brady was down there courtside with him too.
Brady and him would be together, and then I'd dismiss Brady from this. He'd be unemployed, hanging out with Flavor Town, and the two of them. I just can't have Flavor Town.
Thank
show
God
up.
When they showed him,
because
I was there, but I was underneath of the buffet.
Well, he was making
time.
The food because last year a Guy Fieri was in a Miami Heat jersey hanging around the finals. We don't need this.
Right.
Yeah, so talk to Dean, talk to somebody.
They become a hot ticket, you know? Well, they've become a hot ticket, so. Yeah,
he is a hot ticket. Let's put him up in the upper deck. Let's get him, no camera time for Guy. Do you have that kind of pull to say, hey, guys, we don't do the games, now it's on national stuff, but do you have anybody who's like, don't put a camera on this idiot?
Yeah, I'm not sure I've got the
exit juice. You don't have that exit juice?
I don't have that exit juice.
All right. Just checking. K-Ray, give it to me. Let's talk about it right now. I don't know when we're going to. First off, I'm your good luck charm, so there's no doubt that Overdale and most everybody. And I also met Kevin's son last night, who, by the way, strapping young lad. Early 20s. He looks the part. He's everything. I'd love to meet his father because it isn't Kevin.
Yeah.
This kid is tall. He's fantastic looking. I'm like, there's no way this is legitimate. He's a great kid. I liked your son a lot. He was fun.
Well, thank you. He loved meeting you. He is.
Kid
you know,
can
like
drink.
He was 10 last time. He was 10 last time that they were in the playoffs. And he and his buddies have gone full in on this team. So it's, you know, as a dad and somebody who gets to do the games, it's been a lot of fun to watch him and my two daughters just be completely bananas about this team.
Yeah, it's fun. The city's going nuts.
I love a couple
it
of buddies. Kerry, that have done – that's exactly why they got season tickets. Their kids are at that age right now, and they said they remember growing up and going to the games with their dad. There's nothing better to
follow to get that excitement. Yep. It's bonding. It's everything. All right, Kevin, we're give me a prediction. Nuggets, how many games?
I'm feeling confident. I mean, I think Denver will get one at home. I think this will be – I think this will be a five-game series, and so I'll call you next week, okay, and we can set up a time to meet for game five.
All right. We got that. And then they bounce the Nuggets. How many games to dismiss the Clippers or Jazz? I'm going all the way in.
Look, Nate, if they get to the next round, I think you're looking at it at least a six-game series.
I think so, too. And it could go either way.
Six or seven, and yeah, because those two teams have, you know, Clippers have a big front line, obviously Kawhi, Paul George in terms of defensively, and then with the Jazz, you know, that's a team that can throw up 24 three-pointers in a game, so you've got to be prepared for that onslaught.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. Awesome, Kevin. It was fun. Thanks for the ticket last night. I look forward to the next time you are forced to invite me passive aggressively, and you don't even know it. I appreciate it. Also, thanks for popping up and doing this with us this morning. And it's awesome. It's a happen. No second place. No Guy Fieri. That's all I ask.
Got it.
All right.
I've got it in the notes.
All right. Thank you, brother. We'll talk to you soon.
You got it. Take care, boys.
It's Kevin Ray, everybody, the Phoenix Suns, and that is a he's fun angler. Well,
there
too.
Goes my ticket.
Well,
no Guy Fieri.
No man, good.
If he doesn't go,
good.
Then
damn it, he can't be part of this. Flavortown not invited. You know who'd have a second place party? Flavortown Guy Fieri. He's the second place parade guy. We don't need that garbage. And we as a city, we don't take that. You get a team that gets to second place, you don't start waving the pen. Yay, you almost did it. I always hated that with Cardinal fans when they got the, you know, the Super Bowl loss and they keep putting up Super Bowl 43 things. That was not your Super Bowl. That was the Steelers Super Bowl. And I'm a Steeler fan, so I can say, you know, that's one. But when the Steelers lose a Super Bowl, I don't go around and go, yay, we were in Super Bowl 45. They lost. They got beat. You don't do that crap, Brady. It's beautiful. It's happening. It's a fun happening. And everybody's getting on the bandwagon. I'm the first one to admit it. As a huge Suns fan in the past, I dismissed them for years, like most of us. But you're missing out on a lot of fun entertainment. You're still holding on to that because they are fun to watch. The best Suns team I've ever watched. And that goes back to the Barkley days. Everybody's got this member berries nostalgia. This team would This team would beat that team soundly. They would throttle the Barkley Suns.
Well, after last night, you see how it's spread out so much where you have four guys.
You can't stop four guys. You got four dudes scoring 20 and another guy putting 15 assists out.
That's healthy.
It's ridiculous. It's fun. I'm all amped up about it. We'll talk to Brett one more time. He's out there at 83rd Avenue and Camelback at the Safeway for Operation Hydration.
Yeah, I want it.
You really, really, really want it?
Yes, I really want it.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat, ericsfamilybbq.com.